Hey, we're out here. This is the field where the magic happens.
Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Betting.
Another episode of Betting Bites. Appreciate you being a part of what we do. You can catch us on AM 590, ESPN Tri-Cities. If you're looking for it on social media, that's the at, the little 590 ESPN deal, and then it's ESPN with a capital T-R-I underscore cities. You don't even have to know all that with technology these days. It'll fill in the rest for you. You can catch us on YouTube or Facebook. Another fantastic week of shows. I laughed a lot, learned a lot, and this whole proof of concept thing, I hate to go back to Nebraska football, but on the heels of Coach White's press conference where he talked about and reference Coach Rule kind of laying into those guys during the middle of the scrimmage and demanding excellence, I felt like was something that we've been talking about for a couple of weeks, where it is so competitive with the modeled behavior that you can't help but to fall in line, whether it's support staff, whether it's assistant coaches, whether it's the players. It's just what the culture is. And I was so glad that somebody, by that somebody, I mean a coach, referenced the kind of the interaction or the exchange that Coach Rule had, because I was fortunate enough to be in attendance with my 14-year-old, just, again, trying to glean information about practice habits and what we could utilize as a coaching staff and whatnot. And we're just kind of sitting over there, and it was actually my 14-year-old's biggest takeaway. You know, he got to see a lot of football and a lot of drills and hear how instruction is kind of disseminated. And right when they stopped practice to have the exchange, he had some takeaways. And so I've been sitting on it since the scrimmage. I was like, there was so much power in that, but without it really being talked about, it's not my job to run back and tell and betray any trust or anything like that. I just kind of been sitting on it. But once Coach White opened the door to talk about it publicly, I go back to what my kiddo said. He said, well, at least you can't accuse him of playing favorites. He got everybody, which is exactly what happened. And when he stopped that practice to talk and address his team, he held everybody accountable. He started with himself about what he expected and the energy that he was giving off. And then, you know, he talked to some coaches specifically about the energy that they were giving off and what they should demand, and the players and the energy that they should demand. And I thought it was like the cool for me. And it doesn't have, well, it has a little to do with the fact I've been through a couple of those where practices were stopped, or we had to go back inside, or we had to start the day over. And I mean by going back in the locker room and coming back out and going through stretching and warm-ups again. Like, that's embarrassing. And as a player, when you feel the accountability and the level of disappointment that you're not upholding the standard, it has this way, or hopefully it has a way of motivating you. And we go back to those Rainier, remote and near misses that Ravi was referencing with Malcolm Gladwell, where another person's empowerment stemming from trauma can be extremely powerful, and it could also be another person's trauma to not move forward. And with this, just to see people respond, whether it was a remote or a near miss, and how it motivated them. Because what did you hear Coach White say? Hey, from that point on, those self-corrections were fewer and far between because we had recalibrated and set the standard. A lot of people could have turtled up, right? You got young guys that heard some things, and it's like, whoa, I feel like he's talking to me like he doesn't know me. No, he's actually talking to you like that because he does know you. And it's just interesting how it's so prevalent in the day-to-day teachings. They're almost getting to the point where they don't know anything else. You almost worry if he doesn't say anything to you. Because I think, you know, sometimes people will assume, well, if you care about me, you wouldn't you wouldn't have said that. And conversely, it's because they do care about you. That is why they said it. And I think the more coaches and teachers, which I do count quality coaches as good teachers, that's really what it's about. You're going to receive some feedback because they're the expert in their area, and there has to be a certain level of trust that's built up that they have with you, that they allow you allow them, and you can receive things to be said to you that you can respond positively to. And that's ultimately what you have to have happen at the end of the day if you want to get to the point where you start to win close games and perform well and truly embrace the mantra that pressure is a privilege. If it's truly a privilege to be in a situation where there's something demanded of you and it's excellence that you got to go in there and get, you'll embrace the opportunity. Appreciate you being a part of what we do. It's another episode of Benning Bites.